All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. Hope you guys are having an awesome morning, noon, or night. Wherever you guys are in the world, you're certainly in the right place. As you guys know, I'm over here on the West Coast. I'm joined, however, by somebody on the other side of the world, literally probably on the direct exact opposite side of the world, over in Switzerland, Marcel Harmon, who is the CEO and the founder of Thor Wallet Dex.
Hi, Bryce. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah,
that's right. very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We're going to be having a fun conversation, all things crypto, DeFi. But before we kind of dive into that, I want to get acquainted a little bit. Tell us kind of about your background, who you are, and why you really started to dive deep into this space that we're both in.
Sure, my pleasure. Yeah, well, I would say I'm a seasoned entrepreneur with an original background in banking and finance from the University of Zurich. I also started a PhD in IT in blockchain. And currently, I'm also a course director at the University of Applied Science Lucerne for two further education courses. One is for crypto finance and cryptocurrencies, and another one is for blockchain. Those are like 3 to 4 months deep dive courses in the set topics. Yeah, very good to know the industry, the crypto valley where we are located, and generally just the topic. I'm further the co-founder of DEC Institute, which is an online examination and certification platform for digital asset specialists, backed by leading universities like UCL or Frankfurt Business School or Singapore National University. They do like the internationally acknowledged chartered digital asset analyst exam. Yeah, recently I also had the chance to become a board member of the Crypto Valley Association. It's one of the biggest blockchain association worldwide, probably, obviously here in Switzerland, to foster the Crypto Valley ecosystem. And previously I had the role as head of Sebaversity of the Swiss crypto bank, Seba. One of the first fully licensed banks worldwide concentrating like purely on crypto assets. And also acted in different startups as role as founder, early management member, investor. And my latest project is Thor Wallet Dex, a non-custodial wallet with integrated cross-chain, decentralized exchange. We work towards offering all financial services a person needs, but based on DeFi, which is fair, transparent, and accessible to anyone. And with that, we recently won the Startup World Cup in Dubai. And now we're just pushing very hard to make DeFi more mainstream.
Wow. So holy smokes. So you graduated with a master's in banking and finance, and then you kind of went on, it seems like to educate people in crypto, and you're a board member of probably one of the largest associations for blockchain and crypto, which is the Crypto Valley in Zurich, where you spend time teaching as well. And amongst all this, you somehow have time to build a very complex and awesome to use DEX, or a decentralized exchange. So tell us a little bit about why you decided, of all the projects that you could start, why was it Thor Wallet DEX that you decided? What was the need that you were building a solution for?
I really believe that DeFi at its heart is why Bitcoin was invented in the first place, like true financial inclusion. And Thor Wallet has the mission to execute on this. Like, the technology is now ready to do so. Basically we want to enable true financial inclusion for everyone, enable financial services based on DeFi.
And now, is the Thor Wallet DEX something that's based on Thor Chain and the Thor Network? And if it is, can you kind of describe what that network is and why it's powerful?
Yeah, absolutely. So Thorchain indeed is built on Thorchain. Thorchain is a layer one multi-chain infrastructure blockchain, which can facilitate cross-chain trades and in the future, even more features. When Thor 5 will be implemented, there will be also other possibilities like a native algorithmic stablecoin, lending and borrowing, a savings account like Thor Savings, which gives you or is like an interest-bearing savings account.
Oh, wow.
To like, yeah, single exposure to one asset only without impermanent loss. So yeah, it's a great infrastructure project, great visionaries behind it. And we are, yeah, basically the gate, trying to be the gate opener for the masses to use that technology in a way that is easy with a nice UI UX and accessible to the masses basically.
Yeah. So I think you mentioned just before we, or maybe right after we started hit and record, you mentioned you guys just won a big award in Dubai for acknowledgments of being, you know, one of the best crypto startups. Can you kind of talk to us about what that award was? And
yeah, sure. Absolutely. I have it.
Look at that.
Actually here. So you can look at it. It's nice. So we were heading to Dubai and we had the possibility to talk at the World Blockchain Summit in Dubai. And I realized that there is also a Startup World Cup. And besides the Thorchain community, I've never really pitched our project outside the ecosystem. So we were only surrounded by familiar faces. I mean, we have a big community, but it's not yet so well known outside of that. So I was talking to the coordinator of the conference and asking them if I can also pitch instead of just speaking. I kind of liked a little bit of pressure and have a room full of potential investors, and they'll ask difficult questions. So it's the first time pretty much pitching the project to people outside of the ecosystem. And once I arrived there, I asked them if I can go first, which they looked at me a bit strange, like we never had that offer. Normally no one wants to go first. But yeah, luckily we won. It was pretty tough. There were good, really good startups, around 14 overall. And yeah, luckily the judges, they liked our product a lot, the traction we had already in the market. I showed a little demo as well on the huge screen. So yeah, they liked that. And
yeah, that sounds awesome. And it's always good to get acknowledgement from third parties that what you're doing is useful. It's well executed, and it's better than the other guys. That always feels good. But one of the questions I have for you is, high level, you guys refer to yourself on your website as the Robin Hood of DeFi. And I think that, everybody who's probably listening has heard of Robinhood as this, super easy to use kind of brokerage platform to access, some cryptos, but mostly stocks. So what do you mean when you're the Robinhood of DeFi in crypto?
Right. Yeah. So you actually already mentioned the Robinhood app. And we believe they did really well in democratizing shares, like zero fees and being able to buy partial shares only as well. And this element of democratizing, we like a lot. At the same time, Robin Hood as a person, he was a pioneer, a protagonist, a spearhead for like social justice. And we kind of shared that spirit and value as well. So that's why we identify it with that.
And so as somebody who maybe goes to, Thor Wallet Dex and says, okay, I want to try this thing out. Are users able to, actually earn, income through any sort of aspect of this protocol? Or is it simply a facility that people can go to swap assets?
Right. So right now you can swap, as you said, cross-chain native for unwrapped token, which is kind of an industry first. So native Bitcoin for native Ethereum, for example, but you can also earn right now, the where you can earn through liquidity pooling, and where you provide liquidity into liquidity pool. With that pool, trades are being executed and you basically earn a share of the fees generated with a particular pool. So yes, you can earn already now in our app, which is really nice, and for native tokens. So the user does not need to wrap them, interact with like bridges or anything. So making the user experience rather easy to do. But this is what is live now, but the future will hold even more potential, like lending and borrowing, savings account, other financial services based on DeFi.
That's awesome stuff. Now, I'm curious in your mind, what you think the most important metrics are when it comes to measuring the success of a DeFi protocol. And, a lot of people refer to total value locked or TVL, basically, the total amount of, total dollar amount of assets that's in a protocol that's, being lent against, in this case, the total value locked in these liquidity pools that's facilitating trades. Is that the most important one? Does that have any bearing? Are there other ones? How do you think about this?
Right. It's definitely one key one everyone looks at. It's a good metric to have in mind. It's a good measure of overall growth if liquidity keeps flowing in or if liquidity flows out. If not always, but most of the time, if there is a lot of liquidity, it's already battle tested to some degree. So, it's kind of safe. I say most, you always need to do your research here.
Yeah.
But also for the end user to have a deeper pool, which is basically have higher total value locked, means if you trade, you get better pricing, less slippage. So yes, indeed, it's an important metric. There are other metrics too, of course. A user is interested as well as how much is he earning in such pools where he's invested, APR or APYs. So he wants to look at those numbers, of course, as well. But pretty much you can narrow it down to one, two, three metrics.
With spring in the air, it's a time of renewal and growth, both personally and professionally. So as your small business grows, LinkedIn Jobs is actually here to make it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. And since we started Crypto 101 years ago, we've grown our team substantially. And each time we've actually turned to LinkedIn to find our next employees. And this includes how we found three brand new members of our team that we brought on just over the past few months. So you can go to LinkedIn Jobs and create a free post in minutes to reach your network and beyond it to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. It's massive. And then you can add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. And this helps spread the word that you're hiring. So your network can help you find the right people to hire. And LinkedIn Jobs has simple tools like screening questions, making it super easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. And it's simply why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. So LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to and does it faster. And did you know every single week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? You could post your job for free at linkedin.com/crypto. That's linkedin.com/crypto to post your first job for free. And terms and conditions apply.
Are there any other, like, outside of ThorChain, are there any other protocols that you find extremely compelling or that you find, hey, they've got good architecture, or I love their developer team? Any other like shout outs or points of interest?
Sure. I mean, honestly, I'm pretty chain agnostic and I like everyone building in Web3. just, you know, come and build and make the space better. So I'm not a maximalist in some sorts and just, you know, rooting for one project, but, you know, there are many interesting protocols besides Ethereum. The Polkadot is great, Solana, Terra having a great run now with UST as now the biggest decentralized stable coin. Near Foundation, actually also here located in the foundation in the crypto valley. So, you know, I like them all. Also Binance Chain is making good advances. Every blockchain has its pros and cons. If you want to build on it, make your due diligence, make sure where you want to build. There are a lot of opportunities and different chains. And ThorChain itself is again agnostic. So we don't have preferences, but the vision is actually to connect like the top 20 layer one protocols so you can interact with those. So you can interact now with Terra and Binance Chain and so on.
And it does seem like that, you know, that really does embody the ethos of ThorChain, you know, who's this protocol that is literally built to connect all the other chains. You know, it's saying, hey, right, we don't care what chain you are, you know, kind of come one, come all, and have liquidity facilitated on our platform. And I think that's a really cool mission, and they've been doing it pretty well. So from your vantage point, as somebody who's on the board of one of the largest blockchain associations in the crypto space, right? It's the Crypto Valley. And is it in Zug, Switzerland, or is it in Zurich?
So I would say the heart is in Zug.
Okay.
But Switzerland is pretty small. So, you know,
short car ride away.
You can easily say Switzerland is Crypto Valley, but maybe the heart of it and where everything started with the Ethereum Foundation coming to Zug it's Zug.
Yeah. So from your vantage point, where is this industry going, and what are some of the, maybe the roadblocks that we have to getting us to that eventual future, that you're passionate about building?
Right. Yeah. Maybe first the future, or where I believe it's the future. And this I said again, but I'm really happy to repeat it because I really believe DeFi is kind of the killer application of blockchain. It's at its heart. It's why Bitcoin was invented at its first place, through financial inclusion. And we can be very concrete, like what financial services based on DeFi can we, you know, already use today? First of all, there are like transactions for all those cryptocurrencies. You can do peer-to-peer, very efficient without a middleman. Then you can exchange on decentralized exchanges, fast, reliable. On some it's cheaper, on some not, but this will, you know, become cheap everywhere eventually. You can put your tokens to work, earn interest rates by providing liquidity into a DEX, or and then earn fees basically on the trading fees. You can stake them, you can put them, or you can lend them, simple lending and borrowing, or into savings accounts. So there are really multiple situations how you can earn with your tokens. And even for more sophisticated users, you have like yield strategies or derivatives. And if you want, you can go to a custody provider, such as one of the crypto banks. It's centralized, that's fine. But if you want, you can also hold them yourself. And this is now as an option. This wasn't, you know, possible before. You can be your own bank, self-custody. And this is important for many people around the world who do not yet have access to crypto banks or banks in general. So all those financial services are now possible on DeFi technologies. And it's just a matter of making the user interfaces and the experiences so good he does not know he uses blockchain in the background. And that's when mass adoption really can happen. And that's where we at Thor Wallet really work towards too. Like, this is our clear cut vision. And yeah, you also mentioned like roadblocks. I mean, luckily, true decentralized protocols can no longer be stopped, which is great. They're just like rolling. But yeah, I would say regulation is important, that innovation is not stopped abruptly because regulators do not understand it or maybe are afraid of it. Although, again, I believe if they're too harsh with regulation, our generation just continues building. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that all makes sense. And I think those are, you know, good answers. And one of the big events that's coming up is the Ethereum merge. And I know you mentioned, you know, Ethereum started really in Switzerland with the Ethereum Foundation. And I am really curious, you know, as somebody who might rub elbows over there with some key members of the Ethereum Foundation, do you have any visibility into timeline on the merge, or you know, how you think that this might affect prices of Ethereum? And obviously, we'll say none of this is financial advice.
Yeah, very good question. So honestly, I do not have too much insights in the core team or what is publicly available. I mean, I know they worked like hell, want to make it happen. Everyone knows they had to postpone, but you know, good work, rather postpone than have not working protocol or something. So be on the safe side. It will be a major change moving to proof of stake. It's good for the ecosystem. It's good for the prices the gas prices. I believe the gas prices should drop, and there are counter arguments that say, well, then Ethereum will be used so much that prices will increase again. It's hard to predict, honestly. I'm not so much worried. And also I'm really privately, personally, a long-term hodler. So basically I just have my safe stack on the side, and I'm not too worried. About the merge and the price impact.
Just building for the long term. I love it.
Yeah.
And for folks who might not be familiar with this term, the merge, it's this transition from Ethereum to Ethereum 2.0, where Ethereum moves off of proof of work and then onto proof of stake. And there's all sorts of, you know, upgrades that come along with it. Sharding and making the processes faster. I think that, you know, it's a bullish event for Ethereum, because one of the other aspects of it is that the inflation rate or the issuance rate of new coins that are hitting the market gets reduced by 90% when this merge happens, which I think is really interesting, because it's kind of like how, you know, every 4 years in Bitcoin, there's a halving and, you know, it cuts the inflation rate in half, or the issuance of new daily coins, it cuts it in half. And so this is kind of like a triple halving, where you have the current inflation rate of Ethereum at around 4.3% on an annualized basis. And this is going to bring the annualized inflation rate to 0.43%. So I think it's very interesting what's kind of happening in the Ethereum ecosystem with the merge. So I'm definitely keeping my eyes on it. And it's kind of,
for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of going to be an interesting one. But, you know, while I have you, I have a series of final questions just to get a little bit of insight into to what makes you tick and some of your motivators. But I'm really curious, one of your personal role models in the crypto space, somebody who you look up to, maybe someone who has challenged you as an entrepreneur, challenged you as an academic. Or just made you just a better person?
Right. Well, I have two names. One is actually Satoshi Nakamoto. So, well, yeah. No one knows who he is, but I mean, coming up with Bitcoin and the white paper, it's just brilliant. So, I mean, props to him. I hope he listens to this podcast.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It's just very inspiring. That in such you can create such a movement with, you know, out of nowhere. So that's one. And the other one is Elon Musk. Maybe not so much as a crypto entrepreneur, but he is to some degree in crypto space. I mean, he invested Bitcoin and he's very active on Twitter, well, which he now owns. But as an entrepreneur, I believe he really is just a genius. And
I agree.
Does the right calls. He has so many hats on, from Tesla to SpaceX, now to Twitter, to the Boring Company, to I forgot the name.
So, but, Solar City or Sun City, one of those.
Right. And
Neuralink,
Neuralink, exactly. And all of them are cutting edge and can change society. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he made the United States, you know, having rockets again, reusable ones. So he's amazing.
Honestly, Elon Musk is one of my true role models as well. I'm glad that you said that. I think that he's not only pioneering one industry, but he's pioneering like 10 industries. And he's truly, I mean, he's the modern day Leonardo da Vinci. Prove me otherwise.
Yes. And I'm so glad that like he can speak out and say whatever he wants and no one shuts him down. And I believe it's because he has SpaceX.
Like, he has so much leverage again, you know, because of how much value he produces.
Yes. And it's not just, I mean, Tesla, all right. I mean, it's bigger, but having the possibility for a nation to, you know, put satellites and not needing to go to other nation, it's such a huge leverage. So he can really speak his mind, and he needed to work his way up to be in this position, and he did it himself. So yeah, great.
Great stuff. Now that's a great note to end it on. I loved it. Marcel, thank you so much for coming on, sharing with us your vision for the future of crypto and DeFi, sharing with us all the amazing developments that you have going on at Thor Wallet Dex. And we hope to have you back on again soon with some more updates.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It was my absolute pleasure.
All right, everyone at home listening, stay tuned. We're going to bring back some more guests later this week.